What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day and round out two, I think, interesting poll questions here. Both of which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishing the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. All right, so the first poll question. Do you hold it against Bryce Harper that the Phillies have not won a World Series during his tenure here? Yes or no? John, how do you think people voted?
I'm going to say no 69%.
No, 83%.
Wow, good.
It's a nice job by people. Yeah. I'm a little surprised, honestly. I thought this was going to be much closer to 50-50. Calls today have been very supportive of Bryce. But you know, so maybe part of it is without him, you can feel the lag in the lineup. I mean, you really can. I know yes. They had a little stretch like a week or so ago where they hit the ball all over the place. But for the most part, you know, come on, let's be real. So now, TK, we're doing some rants with you today. What do you say? Because I know you would have voted no. What do you say to the 17% of people that say that they hold it against Bryce Harper that the Phillies haven't won a World Series with him?
I say, did you watch the playoffs the last 3 years? Like, did you watch this guy in the postseason? There have been Phillies who have not come through in the big moments. Trey Turner, Nick Castellanos, not Bryce Harper. I mean, Bryce Harper, I can rattle off the top of my head. Big series against St. Louis. You look at that first Braves series, the series against the Padres, obviously, Bedlam at the Bank, Game 3 of the World Series against the Astros, the next year, Game 3 against the Braves, a stare down for Arcia, Game 5 against Arizona, which is a game we don't remember because they came back and lost 6-7, unfortunately.
Right, that's right.
But Harper was huge in that game. Last year against the Mets, I mean, Game 2, I think they get swept.
They do get swept.
If Harper does not hit a two-run home run
to wake
them up and get them going. So, yeah, I mean, Bryce Harper, the fact that anybody would hold it against him is crazy.
I agree with that. I think it's well said. All right, the other poll question we have is, do you think the Phillies are going to win a World Series with him? Let's all go on the record. I'm a yes. If I got seven more cracks at it, hopefully they make the playoffs. Well, hopefully seven times, but maybe five or six times. They're going to have deep budgets, good pitching, at least for a couple more years. I'm going to say, give me 5 to 7 more cracks of the postseason. I'm going to say, yes, they break through. Now, it's not easy. 12 teams make the playoffs. I mean, we all know the deal. But if you say to me yes or no, I say yes. John, you say
yes, and I'd like to see it done with Kyle Schwarber, so let's hurry up.
I agree with that. Seltzer?
If I had to bet on it, I would bet no.
Okay. TK?
I want to say yes, but my gut says no. The Dodgers have had the best team in the league the last 10 years. They didn't win one aside from the COVID year until last season. And I feel like the Phillies, unfortunately, in my mind, they missed their best chance. I think 2023 was their best chance.
You know what I think to hurry up about it is, actually, John? I think to hurry up about it is Zach Wheeler related. Because as these other guys are great, and they really are, he's great on such a different level. And, you know, look, you can lose them and still win. I mean, it happens sometimes. But you just got this window with him when he's saying he's going to retire after two more years. Like,
yeah, that's alarming.
That's very alarming. All right, well, anyway, John, I got the poll result.
And you think that's real?
I do. Based on what he said, I do. I think he's going to retire in 2 years, which is, I mean, if he's still riding high, that would be, what player retired at the height? Height's not the right. What player retired playing the best that anyone's retired in Philly sports? Is it Kelsey?
I mean, he was an All-Pro that year, so he'd be up there. Yeah.
Who else would you say retired and was still outstanding? I mean, Dr. J was diminished. He was still good. He wasn't elite, but he was still good.
We haven't had many of those.
It's a hard thing to have.
Yeah. Well, it happens more in football now. I feel like the last decade, since the CTE stuff, all that stuff.
You've seen a ton
of guys like Patrick Willis, like all these guys at like 30 are
so
like,
I'll bring it down a couple levels. Chris Long was still contributing in a nice way. He walked away. Who else was like pretty good? And like,
well, Fletcher Cox.
I mean, Fletcher Cox was still pretty, absolutely. Yeah.
Trent Cole, he was still pretty good when he retired, right?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Fletcher Cox actually stepped it up.
He did.
Like, yes, last year he was good.
He was significantly better.
I agree.
His final year than the like two or three years prior.
Yeah.
Man. And then I think Kelsey's probably the answer. He was an All-Pro his first team All-Pro.
Yeah, but I think Cox is second.
Yeah, Cox probably second.
And then who would be the completely fell apart guy? So Ryan Howard.
I mean, Bynum, he wasn't here long. But
he didn't retire here. He played for the Pacers.
Actually retired. Yeah.
So, you know what was a shame? And I saw him last week at Kelsey's event. Do you guys remember in 2016 who couldn't play anymore, but he still had a whole year left? Connor Barwin. It was such a shame.
It was awful.
He was such a good Eagle. And then in 2016, they moved him to the other position. He just couldn't,
He couldn't play in Schwartz defense.
But he also was just, the age had caught up to him. Like, remember when Haloti Ngata was here?
I mean, Halliday's one.
He was awful.
Halliday's one.
But that was kind of injury.
You're just talking strictly play.
Kept playing and like, so Ryan Howard's this.
Yeah, I mean, it was injury, but then he kept playing after it.
Yeah, he just kept playing.
Yeah, I think Ryan Howard's probably the perfect example.
And Carlton totally fell apart, but Carlton retired elsewhere.
Jason Peters.
Yeah, and he technically retired elsewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he played for two or three or four more.
Still playing somewhere. I mean, seriously.
On a practice squad somewhere.
Still be playing.
You'll get that notification week six he signed to somebody's practice squad.
I think he might still be playing, guys. I'm not joking.
I thought he retired in the offseason. Anyway, John, 56% say the Phillies will win a World Series with Bryce. We'll see.
I believe that.
Time will tell. Let's go to the phones, talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today?
Doing well, Jeremy.
So I think it's definitely possible that they can win the World Series with Bryce. I don't think he is like holding them back by any means. I think there's a lot of other things that are holding them back. And like as far as his whole tenure, I mean, just the other day when Bryce came back, with all the problems that we do have, like I was still just ecstatic to watch him play baseball. And I was never really a big baseball fan, but the thing that sits in the background of my mind is that I don't know that we're going to get the former 100% Bryce Harper back.
I worry about that a lot too, Jeremy. It's I would say at this point, probably a likelihood. He might still be able to be 92%, maybe 88%. Now, maybe he goes as far down as 70%, but I think the old 100% Bryce Harper probably consistently, he's going to have his weeks and his months, but consistently outstanding, I think, is probably unlikely to occur again.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, he's going to be somewhere between a Donovan and a Doc because, you know, he has delivered, but I don't see him, and this could just be me not paying attention enough, but I just don't see him as the big vocal leader of the team.
Well, I don't think he ever has been. Yeah, I think that's right.
I don't think he can reach the Dawkins level without being that guy. So
that's an interesting way to frame it. All right, Jeremy, give me an elite club.
So an elite club that whenever anyone in the building sees these people, they all say the same exact thing. They say, I want to do that. Zamboni drivers.
That's a good answer.
That's so funny.
That's a great answer.
That's really funny. Well, I don't think it's going to win, but it's I don't know, man.
I
want to do it.
I really
That'd be
do
awesome.
Want to. Bad.
Yeah, but...
It's probably not being living presidents or whatever the other...
I thought he was actually about to say Secret Service, because they're an elite club, right? I mean, you're sworn protected.
But I don't think when you see it, you're like, I want to do that.
No,
it takes a certain type of...
When he said that, I thought, now it's not that, because I don't want to be... I don't want to have to take a bullet.
Yeah, I'm good.
Did I tell you guys...
TK, you want to take a bullet?
No, thanks, Joe. I'll pass.
Have I told you guys about the Secret Service people that I went to college with when I was there with Chelsea Clinton?
Oh, no, not really.
They were dressed up like kids.
College, no way. That's
were
hilarious.
Very clearly adults who were dressed. They had backpacks.
It's like Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison.
They're wearing like grunge outfits.
That's great.
With earpieces and backpacks, and there's like six of them walking like a wall.
This
and
is an amazing image.
There's Chelsea.
Who'd they think they were fooling with this?
I know.
Like, just wear your suits, guys. Like, it's all good.
It was crazy.
That's really funny.
It was crazy. And then they're in the dorms. Like, they are in the dorms. They're living in the dorms. You know, they have their own thing.
Sure. I mean,
their own room.
If she's there, you got to protect
her.
Yeah, you got to.
Imagine that being your college experience.
That's a shame.
I feel bad for her. Like, for that to be your college years. You know?
I felt bad for her because, remember, Monica Lewinsky took place while she was a freshman in college. They're following her around, filming her reactions to everything, which is just a shame.
I heard the Bush daughters one time say they went up on the roof of the White House.
Really?
Yeah, they went up on, and I think they might have been with guys or friends, the girls, like, because I mean, they live there, and like, you know,
breaking the law a little bit. You're a teenage kid.
Right? They went up on the roof of the White House.
Wow.
Anyway, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
It's time for All right. Now that we're in presidential talk, we're going to ask Tom Kelly, and he's not going to know the answer.
No, boy.
Tom, what president from the 20th century?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Had someone that married another president. You got two presidents. Kin, is that the word kin?
Yeah, kin is correct.
Two presidents kin married each other. Who married who?
Was it FDR and his cousin?
Well, he's not wrong about this.
Is that what you're asking me?
No.
I was confused by
he's
the
close
question.
To what he's talking about.
All right, so the FDR thing is that Eleanor Roosevelt was Teddy Roosevelt's niece.
Okay. His third cousin, right, or something?
Well, I'm going to get to that. Just so you know, Eleanor Roosevelt's father was Teddy Roosevelt's brother.
Okay.
And Teddy Roosevelt loved Eleanor Roosevelt, and then she ends up marrying Franklin Roosevelt, who's like her fifth cousin.
That's weird.
Who was also a cousin to the, but anyway, that was back in the day.
And he pardoned my great uncle.
Yeah, Rough Riders.
Yeah.
Correct. Now, the answer is an Eisenhower married a Nixon.
Okay.
So, and remember, they were linked because also Nixon had been Eisenhower's vice president.
No way.
Yeah, wasn't it David Eisenhower married?
I don't know.
Yeah, someone married someone in the branch down the line. A Nixon married an Eisenhower.
That's unbelievable.
Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds and at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
You just played Bedlam at the ballpark. Oh, my God.
Whoa,
I got
whoa,
tears
whoa.
In my
Stop
eyes.
It.
I got
Stop
chills.
That. Stop that call. Stop the call. Stop the call.
Bedlam at the ballpark?
Bedlam at the ballpark? Now, we'll get back to you,
that
sir.
That was tough.
That's dude.
A tough scene right there.
Bedlam at the ballpark? Now, I'm going to let you start this point over. I think you're going to get it wrong again because this has been pre-recorded. But, sir, it's called Bedlam at the Bank. Let's see if you can get it right.
You just played Bedlam at the ballpark. Oh, my God. I got tears in my eyes. I got chills. I was there with my two best friends, and I literally tackled my friend when it happened. I went crazy. It was the best moment of my life.
So let me ask
well,
this
maybe
question.
That's what, did you concuss yourself or something? Because you can't remember that it's at the bank.
All right, let me ask a question. What is the best non-championship winning moment of our lifetimes in Philly sports? You got Bedlam at the bank. I got Mitch striking out Bill Pecota, game 6, 93. Beat the Braves.
Oh, man.
I'll say Jalen Carter's sack on Stafford. Eagles going to lose that game if Carter doesn't sack him.
It's a big one.
It's a big one, but...
So I, that would like, have been one of those brutal building. Ever. I was in the building for Bedlam at the Bank. Like, I can't, nothing else.
It might
will,
be. You know,
being there for, it's
it
like,
might be.
It's one of the great communal experience moments
Mikel
I've ever
Franco
had.
I'll tell you, when Vince. Walk off Homer, guys. Right, when, remember that?
That was amazing. When
Vince Carter missed the shot, that was pretty freaking big.
It was.
But we
that was
saw
really
the walk
big.
Off.
Yeah. And anything else?
That was only one call.
Eric, I was going to say Eric Desjardins. J.J. Daniel's goal might be my number
one. It's a big one. I was too young for it, but it was a big one.
For anyone that was alive, you know, game 6, 87, my God, when J.J. Daniel scored, that was amazing.
You know, Joe, since you're daring for us to hit you, I'm going to dare you to do something. Charge the mound.
Ooh. Good idea.
No, I'm going to say you hit this arm. Why don't you hit the other arm?
What an amazing athletic challenge for Joe DeCameron. Standing in the batter's box, praying to get walked like it's Little League all over again. How do you possibly train for this?
It is right. The Little League thing. There was always the kid where you just yell, walks as good as a hit. Walks as good as a hit. Don't worry about swinging, kid.
So part of me, while I want people there, doesn't want too many people there because I want Anthony's voice to be heard by Fritz.
I don't think that'll matter.
If you
I
have
think
like a thousand a, people,
I think
it could
there
be
could be a thousand
out.
People and Anthony would still rise above the top.
How many people is Anthony worth?
100 for sure.
I think
you're right
so
about
too.
That. Anthony is loud and emotional, and he brings it, and he doesn't stop. We made that call.
His
it was 45 seconds.
Belief.
I couldn't make that call longer. It wasn't done. He kept going. It was just 45 seconds of him going
it means
back
so much
to back.
Him.
If he bobons him, and I think he will, if he just keeps bobonning and opening him.
Oh. Bobon!
Like, especially after ball, and then another ball,
no.
And then he bobons him. Like that.
Like Anthony could be the deciding factor in this competition.
I think so too.
He could wreck Jack. Wreck him.
We could have a Malice in the Palace type situation
right.
Here where Jack goes after
right.
Anthony.
Jack,
you're...
he's here charging the mound. Yes. What if charge the stands? How about that?
All right. And that, with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, so the phones. Let's talk to Lou right now. Lou, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm thinking before I give my unique club, you're talking about is Harper more like Donovan or Dawkins? I have another comparison. To me, he's more like a Lindros.
And flush it out. Meaning what?
Gets derailed by injuries. Yeah. Had so much hype put on him, and the supporting cast around him did not live up either and did not help him and had to do everything on his own and still came up short.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's more like a Lindros in my mind because of the hype from when he was 16.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, it's pretty,
an interesting comp.
It's a very good comparison.
Yeah.
It's a very, and I do think it was certainly much more about Lindros not having enough around him instead of Lindros not doing more himself. I mean, you know, not every series was he great. Obviously, the Red Wing series, he wasn't great. But they just never had the stellar goaltending, and the defense would get shaky in the postseason.
And they still don't.
And they didn't have a second. They didn't have a great second line. I mean, Brindy was on the second line some of those years. Third lines were pretty weak.
Yeah.
To me, there's like a Lindros and I'd say Iverson. Oh, look, Barkley had no shot. Barkley's playing with frickin' Roy Henson and Manny Moe and Jack. He had no shot. The 86 trades destroyed Barkley's career, which is a shame. Iverson had the shot in 01, but only because him and Larry Brown created it. I mean, they didn't have enough around them. It wasn't his fault he's playing freaking next to Matt Harper and starting an 0-2.
The Lindros Harper thing, though, with the whole career is like it's a really fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, he was like the Lindros and Harper of hockey. You know, vice versa.
That's pretty good, Lou.
My unique club?
Well, don't have to be unique. It's elite.
Elite club?
Yeah.
How about two-sport professional athletes like Bo Jackson and Deion?
That's a really
good
answer.
About almost impossible.
Yeah. So who else is
Brian
in there?
Brian Jordan. Remember Brian Jordan?
Danny Ainge.
DJ Dozier, I believe.
He is?
Yeah, for a hot minute.
In what sport?
He wasn't.
Football and baseball.
DJ Dozier?
I don't know about that.
Almost positive.
Almost positive.
I know he played for the Mets. 100% he played for the Mets.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure he got to the NFL. I'm not 100% on that, but I know he played for the Mets
I thought he might have been with the Jets. Also then.
I'm surprised by
DJ
that.
DJ Dozier might have been a Jet.
John, do you know that Danny Ainge played for the Toronto Blue Jays?
No.
Yeah, he played for the Blue Jays.
No, I didn't know that.
All right, and Tom Glavine didn't play in the pros for each, but he was drafted, what, first round of three sports?
Yeah, DJ Dozier. How about that poll? Come on. Give me a little on that. DJ Dozier, two-sport athlete.
I didn't know that. You know what I am, Seltzer? Five-sport athletes.
Of course.
You know what those sports are? Golf. Baseball, what's after that? Tennis,
running
and basketball. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for an elite club. Two-sport athletes, pretty good answer. What else we got here? We've got, the skull and bones, the club sandwich. We've got, we got three different types of presidents. We got all presidents, of which there have been 45. We've got African-American presidents, of which there's been one. We've got living ex-presidents, of which there's normally between 3 to 6. Shohei at the 50-50 club. That's amazing. And he's the only one in it. We got the Union Club. I was thinking of the Union League.
He said the Union League.
No, he said the Union Club.
I think it's the Union League Club.
Oh, is it? What are we going with here? Got the Downtown Athletic Club. I like two sports athletes.
I really like it too, man. Yeah. I thought that was a haymaker at the end.
I mean, there's really not
many.
And
it's creative. It's creative, too.
It's not even a club. It's so small.
Jim Thorpe and Babe Zedrickson Zaharas, whatever her name is.
I was waiting for EGOT.
They're like in the 10-sport club.
All show. I was waiting for EGOT. EGOT would have been a big answer.
Let's go with the two-sport athletes.
I love it.
It's a good, hey, Lou, good answer right there near the end. Hey, everyone, have an awesome, awesome rest of the day. Have a great 4th of July. We'll be back as a group. Some of us Monday, some of us Tuesday. Looking forward to next week. Have a great time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.